Hello and welcome to Run for Heroes, the podcast. I'm Swazi, I'll be your hostess with the mostest, and trust me when I say, you are in for a treat, as this episode is packed with nothing but good vibes and a healthy dose of motivation. But before we get into it, why not take part in the Run for Heroes 5K May? Whether that's running, rolling, walking, cycling, or swimming, get involved whilst helping a good cause. Find out more at runforheroes.org.uk.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
What's happening, guys? You are locked in for another brand new episode for the Run for Heroes podcast. I am so excited and kind of, you know, not even kind of, but very, very gassed to be sitting down again with the wonderful Miss Laura Wright. How are you?
Very, very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. You're looking gorgeous. I'm loving this royal blue.
Oh, thank you. I know, sort of a little pop of colour. I've cut all my hair off. I feel like...
I was going to say, your hair looks mad short.
It's so short. And then I put something on Instagram and the first thing that someone said was, same barber, with a picture of me and my husband. And I was like, short back and sides? It's fine by me.
They've clocked you. They found you all the way on Instagram. They're coming. Well, Laura, thank you so much for your time. It is going to be such a good episode because, yeah, talking to you about music and how that motivates us. And yeah, in fact, let me not even spoil the bio. Let us know, who are you and what do you do?
So I'm a singer. I studied opera, actually, at the Royal College of Music. And I've always sung a mixture of music. So I grew up just singing anything and everything with my family. That's how I fell in love with music. And then I found this love for classical music and also just sort of pushing myself with vocal capability. And I wanted to take that further. So I studied and really then found this massive passion to combine sport and music together. I felt like even though at school, the timings of my sport and music stuff would always clash, there'd never be the opportunity to do both. And actually, I loved both. And I was like, I want to go and play hockey, or I want to go and, you know, play whatever sport it is. But I also want to sing in the choir and sing with my mate.
Right.
And I loved that. So in my career, I've sort of brought that in by performing at sporting events. And I guess being passionate about sport and being passionate about how music, I feel, can, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, it is a common goal with all of us. It's a common thing that unites us. So I kind of wanted to take that further and love singing at sporting events. So might have seen me with longer hair at the rugby at Twickenham or somewhere like that, looking a lot smarter as well. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. So yeah.
Wow. And that's why, yeah, when they said, oh, we're going to speak to Laura, I said she would be perfect for a podcast like this, because not only do you just have your head in the sport game, but especially with the music as well. And it's not cheesy. I think if anything, music has definitely been one of the top 10 answers for what has pulled us through the last couple of, yeah, months, 12 months, really. And so, right, I don't even know where to begin. Let me start music first, and then we can get into running and sport and, well, all the sports that you're involved with. But yeah, what is your motivational playlist? I need to know, what's Laura listening to, man? What's been your go-to? And what do you love to listen to when you're running as well?
So one of the last live gigs that I saw before we obviously, you know, have this massive chunk of time where we've missed out on live music was Odessa.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love their album. I love some of their, they have like these VIP remixes of certain songs. And I love a piece of music that takes you on a journey. And often those pieces of music start small. They might have like a very, this is going away from my classical background completely, but there's something epic and classical about it because it's big and it's vast. And I love that side of like visualization when it comes to sport and when it comes to music. That for me is where it gets really exciting. So I suppose I'd call it more of like a soundscape with music. For me, it's about it's about something that just takes you on this massive curve and gets to the point where it's euphoric, and then I feel like I can't think about anything else, and it's taking me somewhere else, and my mood is so lifted from that. That's what I love. So I'd say the Odessa album for me does that 100% every time. Yeah.
You just plug.
Oh yeah, I don't know them, I just really like that album, you know. That's on my
face. I've got shares in the album, so
I'm just gonna get some money.
Busy in lockdown, just making extra coins in the background. Yeah. But that's a really nice way of thinking. Yeah, because sometimes when you think, oh, I'm going to go for a run, you want that moment where it is euphoric and it's like, oh my gosh, we've got here. But sometimes put your shoes on when it's raining. I don't know if you've seen the thunder and the rain this week, but it's been an absolute madness, hasn't it? And so when you're in the mood, maybe when you're not in the mood to run, what picks up your mood to, you know, get your shoes on, go out and not stay inside? But just, yeah, is it headphones for you? Is it music? Is it that moment that you know is coming along the way? What is it for you?
So I find it's always putting my headphones in. Yeah, definitely allowing myself to be immersed in the sound 100%. I'd also say that I always go towards a female vocalist. I don't know why, that's just what I love. I would love like a powerful female voice to get me started. I remember when I did the London Marathon, I basically played Nicki Minaj's new album, whatever it was at that time. Just the whole thing got me through.
Yeah.
So I think there's something about the narrative of a piece that is important for me. The lyrics are really important. But I'd also say if you're not feeling in the mood, and listen, I struggle so much with getting motivation at the moment to exercise, to stay fit and healthy. And I'm someone who's always loved that, and I imagine for other people who perhaps they've kind of embarked on a bit of a fitness journey with all this time that we've had at home, actually it's really hard to stay motivated. And I actually find a little bit kind of a softer vibe with music, like I don't know, like Massive Attack or something like that, that's a bit more, you know, it's a little bit more relaxed. I feel like it sort of gently gets you into something, and then I kind of feel like, okay, now I'm, you know, now I'm
ready to go. Press play on Nicki Minaj after that. It's like
like not 0 to 100 too quickly, you know. I'm getting a bit old now, so I can't really go for a sprint straight off, but you know.
But it's true, sometimes you just need to get the warm-up out the way and then you're fine. And it's always that thing, isn't it? You're well, I'm gonna start swimming hopefully when the one of the pools around the corner opens
up.
But yeah, just to be like, I know that I enjoy this, but it's getting there and find the motivation. Yeah, I don't know, if there's something in the water at the moment, it feels like everything is just a bit long, everything feels 10 times more the effort to do. And so if I can tease that out of you, what are some of your barriers to motivation and how do you overcome them?
So I'd find for me at the moment, the struggles are taking that first step. So whether it is swimming, whatever it is for you, even if it's just going for a walk, like for example, we have a dog, that means I have to get that dog out for a walk. That's a really good excuse to find that time. But we don't have, so basically in my mind, we've been basically, any place of work has been taken away from us. So we've had to live in our space, which is our workspace now. It's our personal space. It's our emotional space. It's our physical space. All of these things. It's where we cook. It's where we do everything, has become within four walls. And for so long, I think we're all really anxious about going outside again. It's almost like we're learning to do it all again. And understandably, that's going to throw up a lot of emotion, a lot of anxiety, a lot of feelings for all of us. And so I think my best advice would be, rather than trying to start something that's maybe brand new, or if it's like a goal that feels like it's very far away in the distance, actually just do baby steps. So if you have run before and you know that's a space you're comfortable in, just book that one slot. Don't set yourself up for failure. Like that's, I do it all the time. And I'm like, I'm going to do this year. I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm invincible. And actually just getting that one thing a week under your belt, so you build that confidence, I think is the most important thing. It's a strategy. And as silly as it sounds, we need that. I need that up here to feel like I'm achieving something, to feel like I'm making progress, because I think we've all felt like we've been stuck in the mud, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So right. No, it absolutely makes sense. And when you say everything is in one space, you know, you would leave work and come home. Now I'm leaving this table to go sit over there and I'm in the same I was once sitting in, do you know what I mean? And so it is, it does feel like quite not suffocating. That sounds maybe a bit too extreme, but you do need other places to put your head. And the only reason why I'm thinking of swimming is because my Achilles is swollen up again. Well, yeah, I had an injury a couple years ago, and my foot that 2 weeks ago had swollen up, and I was like, but I really enjoy walking and running and jogging. And so now that one thing is on pause, you now have to think of an alternative thing to go and do. And so when you're talking about, yeah, the first step, like even if it's small and it's not at the speed you want it to be, nonetheless, it is a first step towards that progress you want to see down the line. So yeah, that's so encouraging, sis. Thank you for, yeah, I'm in therapy again. Every time I host one of these episodes, I'm like back in therapy again.
But you know what? What you said about swimming is actually a very good point, because what I would say as well, being a singer and someone who has trained and helped train other singers, actually, if we can, even if it isn't a pool, but even better, if you can get somewhere like some of the lakes and open water swimming places are opening up now. And I would say a really good bit of advice is that there's a few things that happen when you go swimming, especially in the sea. Of course, if you can do it safely and in lakes, like I said, open water, you cannot take your phone with you. You cannot listen or talk to other people you are without. You're immersed in the water, so your sound experience has changed. And also you have to focus on breathing. Now breathing is, I know obviously it's integral to our lives, but it is actually so important for our health. So actually just even doing 10 lengths or something like that, or going around the lake and swimming, especially in a wetsuit, because you'll have buoyancy, that means you feel lighter. I cannot tell you how good that feels for the soul, because all you have to focus on is breathing and moving, and I think that's really healing for the body.
Absolutely.
I actually think you're right with that kind of thing. I would highly recommend that kind of fitness for people right now.
Oh thanks babes. I feel even more like well, my foot just takes its time just to stop swelling up every time. I could just, but being immersed, and I think even other immersions, like just seeing friends again and just being immersed in, like, you know, sometimes voices are all cool. Like you can have a call, you can do FaceTime, but when you've got someone's voice in your setting and you can just immerse yourself and communicate again. So yeah, throwing that over to you, who's kept you going in the last couple of months? Or do you exercise with people? Do you kind of do it as a solo activity? Yeah, what's your journey?
So for me, obviously I've kind of got a bit bored of exercising by myself. I want and long for that kind of interaction with other people now. So I'm really enjoying doing one class a week of something that I really enjoy, like, I really enjoy weightlifting because I like the technical process of it, because I have to think about it.
So
I used to do a lot of CrossFit, which is quite intense, and I found that I was getting quite achy and tired from it. But I really like the weightlifting side of things because it's, like I say, it kind of gets you out of your own head, and you have to think a bit like the swimming, like you're sort of taking out
your head. Focus.
Exactly. And so anything like that for me, I really enjoy. But I love it because also in between whatever you're doing, you get to chat with people, you have just that little bit of interaction. It's not too intense, like you say, because we're coming out of this space where no one's been in our personal space for so long. But for me, I've got so fed up of having to exercise and motivate myself. I'm really enjoying in that like being back in that class environment at the moment. Yeah, I love that so much.
Oh, it's so true, you know, and just the levels of intensity will be different for everyone. And just being very aware that, and also every day is different. Like some days you feel like, yeah, let's go, I'm ready. And other days you're like, oh my gosh, where's my onesie? I can't face everything that is out there. And so having the happy medium of both, will take so much time getting used to. So you're right to just be able to get the right levels of intensity and to do those things. But weightlifting, I didn't have you down for this. I'm excited to see in person. Peckers, the technique's coming through.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah! What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
So jumping back into music, because I know, yeah, your heart and music and yeah, your own podcast, getting people to choose songs that say more than the song itself, or maybe it's attached to a memory, or, you know, music for all of us will mean so many different things. And when we hear something, it will ignite nostalgia or, you know what I mean, whatever it may be. But behind that, why do you think music has that power to do so? Yeah, I just wondered if you had conversations around this before. Why is music so intense and so personal for people?
I think music takes us to a place where we hear someone or a lot of group of people being vulnerable and being fragile and being creative. Mm. And I think that actually, sadly, and it does, it makes me feel so sad, is that the arts is a space where there's funding being cut left, right and centre. Of course, there is all over the place right now. You know, we are going to be continuing to go through such a tough time. But for me, the arts as a whole, it's where people are allowed to be creative. Someone lets you in to a little window of how they feel about something and you're allowed to experience that. And I think for me as well, what's so exciting is that now we have so much music at our fingertips. It's all there. And I think it allows us, I think it's the only thing that I feel is left that's totally has that freedom of choice. So what you love in music is just as important as what I might love or someone else might love. And what you bring to the table, you're like, I've heard of this and this is really exciting. And you're like, oh, I've found this artist. And it's a journey that you can go on yourself. And I feel like there aren't many things left in life that do that, you know? And so it's kind of this journey of personal discovery. And then I think what makes music so beautiful is that it does hold on to those memories for us. If we want to be taken to a place emotionally, for me, the best thing about music is that I can put something on and I could be really, really, really sad, but that's okay for that time. And then I can almost close the door on it and go, okay, oh, it was like a bit of therapy for me feeling
sad. Yeah, exactly.
Or like my daughter, for example, is obsessed with Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac. Like you literally, the moment it starts, she goes this and wants to dance. And I think it's that base instinct of us wanting to move to music and having that freedom that I think is so exciting. So yeah, I think for me, the best thing about music is that it allows us to have that total freedom for that amount of time. I love music. I'm like, sorry.
To be fair, I'm a bit like your daughter. When I hear my track, I'm like, yay! I'm ready to go. Let's dance. Yeah. Can you imagine when we're actually allowed, you know, in our settings where we used to be with people, with our gang, and just having music just... Oh, we long for those moments. And you're right, that it is very, it's like this release, isn't it? And you can't always put words to it. So when you've had a big old day, you just put something on, you think, okay, yeah, I can wind down to this. And it definitely, yeah, carries us through.
It's the singing as well. You know, like if you and I didn't know each other at all and we were in a bar and we were having a drink and then a song came on that we both knew, we both start singing the same thing. It's like you automatically have that
connect
with someone.
Yeah.
And that's And also it's a connection with, it's got nothing attached to it. It's just, that's the music. And people will say like, oh, I was at this gig and, you know, there's like the Jay-Z Kanye West and everyone talks about how epic that live gig was and this happened. There was a shark on the screen. There was this. Yeah. And everyone has that common thing happening. Mm. So I think when you can sing aloud to music as well, that is something that really joins your experience with other people. And I don't think that happens in other places, maybe apart from sport as well.
Yeah. And I was just going to say what you said about it makes you want to move, and so much of lockdown I've just been sitting down and I need to get up and move, I need to just, you know, release. And I just think, yeah, when you fuse music and sport together, sometimes you feel like you're in your own music video. Do you know what I mean? You get the right song on at the right moment, the sun is setting, oh, it's nice, like it actually fuels me for the
I've forgotten how to dance. To be fair, I don't know how to dance. I'm a mum now. I'm gonna have a mum dance. That's not gonna happen.
Mum dance.
Like that little, like, all right, darling.
Little bop. Your daughter's gonna be teaching you new moves. You won't even realise.
Yeah, exactly.
We always love to wrap up with some quick fire questions. And I already know that this is going to be my favorite round with you. So whilst I find my other questions, I need to know, what are your top three songs that I need to add? So I'm going to steal some songs from you. What are your top three songs that if you're going for a run, those are definitely part of the playlist? Yeah, I need your top three.
Okay. So first one, like I said, it's called It's Only, the VIP remix by Odessa. Okay.
Gosh, yes.
Oh, God, this is really stressful for me. Oh, no.
Of all the songs in the world.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what would I run? Okay, so I also would put like a real old school, like Christina Milian kind of vibe.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably not new music to you, but I do really love that. And then what else did I do? Oh, I do a Ludovico Einaudi remix of Circle. It's called Circles. So it's got a vocal thing to it. Again, they're not all really heavy, but I'd say if you went from Christina Milian to Ludovico Einaudi remix, there's a singer on it. I can't remember her name. She's amazing, and called Circles. And then onto the Odessa to like ramp up to the towards the end.
Mm. You know. Then yeah, we go again. Yeah. We're just going another run. It's like, oh, actually, I thought I was going to finish.
Are you gonna do a marathon or something like that? Have you got like an aim in mind?
I have, you know. Do you know what I've got at the moment? Something called plantar fasciitis. Yes, I don't know how to say that last word. Fam, it took me out, you know. Oh, yes, I don't. Nice. There, what Laura is saying, guys, that's what I have in my right foot. My
and
right
foot. I will vouch. I will vouch for it, Swazi. It's horrible. It's very, and you got to really look after it to get it better.
Yeah. Yeah. So just the marathon idea is, I've always would think, oh, it's just nice to set a goal and achieve it. Like, I think for me, I'm not really conscious of timing and whatnot. It's just, this is what I wasn't able to do before. And now I'm able to do that. And that feeling of process and progress, it encourages me. And that's what I get crazy about. So yeah, as soon as my foot is like off of bank holiday mode and stops swelling up every now. So yeah. But I'm glad that there's someone who understands the pain, because when I woke up, I said, what is going on, please? So, yeah, finding other ways, like you said, to just get the same adrenaline and same ways in other sports, yeah, is key, isn't it? And it's with music as well, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to put your music suggestions. I'm going to head it over to the team as well and put that in the bio for us this week, because we need good music on our runs. Best advice you've ever been given?
Control the controllables. So what's out of your control, don't worry about it. Stay in your own lane.
Who gave you that, Jim?
That was my mum, and also a bit of Lululemon advice, because I feel like I've been to a couple of their things where they'll talk about visions and goals, and I find the way that they talk about, you know, staying in your own lane, you do you, and try not to take in, and don't, I'm the worst at it. So yeah,
control the controllables. I love that. Yeah, that's a big one. So if you see my to-do list, there are many uncontrollable things on this to-do list that I'm not ticking off. So yeah.
Get rid of them if you can't control them. Just put them down to the bottom.
Yeah, don't even look at them. So I'll turn the page over. Don't worry about it. Where is your favorite place to run a 5K or just to go running in general?
So when I was in London, I'd run through Wimbledon Common, and I just love that you can get lost there and do like a really nice circuit and barely sort of bump into anyone. And I feel like it's sort of off road, but you're not gonna, you know, break your ankle running around there.
Yeah,
I like that.
And are you more of a daytime runner, nighttime runner? Where do you normally find yourself during the day?
So I used to like running.
Why are you laughing?
because I used to love that. And then I got a bit scared. I like scared myself. Yeah. You know, when I was like running and then I'd be like, like really kind of
finding that your speed is going up and up.
So if you want to run a fast 5k, do it at night. Yeah, if you don't, you want a leisurely pace, then you know, in the daytime. I think there's something about if you can get out of bed early in the morning, if you can get yourself out there and go and do it, there is no greater feeling, I think, than having taken in fresh air, really opened up your lungs before your day started. I think that's such a good way to start your day.
Yeah, and it's always nice when you come back, you're like, right, I've got the whole day left as well. It's like,
yeah,
it's all down to me. I can do whatever I want to do with it.
And I feel like you can eat loads of food as well. So like, definitely earned this.
That's
you
know, the secret plug. Pressure. It's like, yeah. Actually, before I ask my last question, what's your go-to meal in lockdown? Have you been chefing it up? Have you been cooking things different? Have you tried anything new?
Yeah. So this is kind of a combination. So if you are like maybe a new parent, or if you're just someone who wants something super easy, I have actually been vegan for a little while now, but before I was having like dairy and whatever. So I'd make a banana pancake. So just literally an egg and a banana, mash it up, fry it, and it is absolutely delicious. And I know it sounds a bit weird, but actually it's really nice. It's really easy. It tastes sweet, but it's not the worst thing that you could eat in the world. So yeah, I'm not the greatest chef, to be honest with you, Swazi, so I'll leave it at that.
No, bring on the pancakes, man. You can't go wrong with a pancake. Let me leave the maple syrup jug to the side. Don't watch my jug, but yeah.
I know. Yeah.
And my last question just has to be, I don't know. You choose how you want to answer it, whether it's with your hat with music on or a sports mind. But for someone who's like, I'm not motivated in this season at all. I'm really struggling. I do want to go for a run, but it feels just, you know, it feels like a mountain in my head, or maybe even creating music, producing, singing, whatever it may be. What advice would you give to that person who's in that spot, not feeling motivated at all, but wants to push through?
Okay. So I'd say, first of all, forgive yourself. Like, be kind to yourself and try and see that not being motivated is probably what 98% of the world are feeling right now. Me and my mum go for jogs together, and we jog a little bit and then we walk a little bit. We jog a little bit and we walk. So we mix it up and we do what feels good for that moment. And also I'd say that if you can do that, it does not matter how short or long the distance is. You've achieved it. You've achieved a goal. You've ticked that box. You should feel really, really good about it. If that's still not enough motivation, find a podcast, find the music that does it for you, and just move to that music. I think taking even like the running thing out of the equation, you know, it will become a run, you know, and I think that's your time for yourself. So see it as just a little break for yourself, for your mind, I think. And doing it with, like, I love running with my mum or with a friend. Now that we can, you could actually go for a jog with someone now, right? So
yeah, I want to run with your mum. I feel like she'll be like top tier bands.
My mum is very cool. Okay, first of all, I definitely copied her haircut. Second of all,
fresh.
She's an artist, and she's like, the art she does is quite weird and quite wonderful. So I will say that. I mean, I know we all think our mums are just the best things in the world. So there we go.
Mum's got the plug. Laura, you are always such a joy to catch up with, man. I cannot wait to meet you in person, finally, off of Zoom one day. I know, I'm going to hug you through the screen. So let us know where we can find you, sis. If you've got any work coming up that you want to plug as well, where can we find you on the socials?
Laura Wright official on Instagram. Wright is WRIGHT. Same, I think it's the Laura Wright on Twitter, and same on Facebook. But I'm always there plugging away. My podcast as well, you can have a listen to, all about music. I've got a gig in July, which is a proms gig at the moment. That's going to be a big day for me. So but I think I'm just very grateful to chat to you, and you know, that's the best thing about this whole lockdown is making friends from afar and different experiences. So I'm very grateful for that. Thanks.
It's true. I do feel like you've become my Zoom best friend in this whole like year. So I don't have many of them.
I feel like I just fangirl you from afar. Like,
don't try it.
Like, in the background.
I'm like, let me get her tickets, man. Let me see what she's doing. No, it's always, always so, so good. And yeah, I've been in that space of not feeling very motivated. So after just hearing, all your gems, I'm thinking, okay, let me go and see what music is on Laura's playlist. Let me add them in. But yes, it's thank you so, so much. We'll be plugging in. And yeah, looking forward to seeing you very soon. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And that's a wrap. I'm Swazi, and thanks for listening to Run for Heroes, the podcast. Make sure you do all that good stuff. Rate, review, subscribe, or follow, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Plus,
Don't forget to get involved with 5K May and share your experience on socials. Make sure you tag us at run.4.heroes. Till next time, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.